intact, my golden age. Flipping you is like flipping the page. Even on stage or on my porch, rumor says that I burn like the human torch. More than scorched, eternally crispy. Makes your body pause a wide so you can't miss me. We zero in the sign and never pin. Missing the most powerful men, yo.
Al Barrio and Word of Mouth News, what we used to broadcast to you every Friday. And in the background, we were listening from their first album, All Good Things. We just played a remix of the traditional Colombian song La Verdolaga by Pacha Massives, Maya and Novo, featuring singer Lucia Pulido and rapper Flex Nug. This song is about a wild herb that grows vastly and abundantly all over the Americas. And just as the herb, we are here at the special IWD broadcast, spreading our voices and stories all over, far and wide, via the internet through www.rmr.fm. So you're tuning in to Resistentes, those who resist. My name is Susie Alvarez, and I'll be your host for the next 20 so minutes. I'm a locked out host and programmer with Word of Mouth News. I already told you that. I used to volunteer with CKLN for over 10 years, and last May, we got a letter telling us that our services were no longer required. Shame, shame, shame. But tonight is about celebrating and reclaiming the airwaves, and we're going to carry on. Up next, I'm going to play you a couple of tracks from a group that's Scotland-based. Their name is Zorras. They're a spoken word and music fusion group featuring Yutnada Josephine and Sandra Allen, who used to live here in Toronto. I do believe they're going to be listening from Glasgow over the internet. So shout out to Yutnada and Sandra wherever they're listening to this broadcast, and all of their friends at MySpace and on their blog who will be tuning in to listen to this broadcast. So up next, we're going to play Untitled by Yutnada for a new chapbook titled Maricón. This is a short, powerful poem confronting prejudice and racism and the limitations they place on space and expression. So listen on to Untitled.
Now she is the sob of the train, but in silence. She heard it so loud and echoed that she couldn't hear anything else. The man next to her had just farted. Her body didn't let her complain. She kept listening to the fatalistic music in her brain, which combined with the stink to t- take her away. And she was walking again down that dirty little street. People were the same arrogant bastards, jealous of their possessions, frightened by her presence. "Excuse me," interrupts the fat woman, demanding space in that funky "excuse me" tone, when she's the fucking big one. But I am the weird one. I learned to cry from inside without anybody noticing. Why should I throw myself on the tracks and not the big rude one or the farting rude one? Why me? When I've been so gentle as to cry inside and not disturb your presence. She left the train and went for water across the street. "Excuse me, sir, can you tell me what is the water, please?" No. "That's not correct. You must say water. Water. Repeat after me. Water." "I'm not deaf, thank you." And she walked out whispering, "Welcome to London. No matter if you can cry from inside, if you don't ask properly, you won't find water for tears."
"Again," she said, "I've wasted too much time here. Fear," as the clock ticked slowly next to my softly swaying head. And she had, but I'd wasted more. Her anger was too quiet for her to hear it, so she smiled, made a cup of tea, opened the newspaper, pretended to read. I hung over the bunk bed like from a precipice, the moment of decision broken glass on my tongue. Her mascara was running again, black serpents coiling around her breasts, the only mark of her pain. My tears always ran clear. Poised to jump or speak from my mattress mountain, I studied the lines of her face and couldn't move. She never glanced upward. It seemed to hurt her neck to watch anything in flight. That's why I started climbing. I could study her better undetected as she sat unmoving for years, IKEA catalog open on her lap. I'd hang by my toes from the chandelier, awaiting the moment she'd decide again to leave. Her eyes would flutter into focus as she remembered her feet. Then I would turn on the radio and distract her with always the same song. No. I reached so high, she became a speck far below. Toes propped up on a cloud, I allowed my mind to wander elsewhere. But the birds would have their way, forcing flight into my thoughts, their wings flapping like the pages of her catalog. Descent seemed an impossibility, my muscles unable to go downwards. So I invested in binoculars and loved her from afar. No. Bye.
And there in the background is Nest, and that is Zorras, a UK-based, Scotland-based duo featuring Yudnara Josephine and Sandra Alland. Before Nest, we played On Title by Yudnara Josephine, and that comes from their most recently released chapbook, Maricón. For more information about Zorras, you can always find them online at www.blissfultimes.ca/zorras.htm. And I want to thank them so much for spending time with me via Skype and speaking to me about their work, and all the best to them. And hopefully they're listening and they're tuning in, and all their friends are listening as well. So the next track I'm going to play for you, it's something that we put together a while ago with a friend, and this was for an IWD a couple of years ago at CKLN, and obviously now we're no longer within the studio, but in Resistance we're here, and we're broadcasting via www.rmr.fm. We want to send out big thanks to all the people who are tuning in online, and everybody who picked up the signal and who has been broadcasting it from the start, from 5 to 10 p.m. live here at the Imperial Pub in Toronto. So we're going to move on to the next track. And this track is actually a poem by Gloria Anzaldúa. She is the late feminist, Chicana, lesbian activist who passed away and left us a few years ago. Another casualty of the hard times that a lot of us who work in the margins experience as we try to resist and fight oppression. And this piece is titled My Chicana Identity and is read by Leonarda Carranza. She's a Brampton-based PhD student currently at OISE, engaged in a thesis titled Humiliation in Schooling, which looks at racialized violence in the school system and humiliation without impunity as a critical part of the way most children are educated. So without any further ado, I'm going to play for you My Chicana Identity as read by Leonarda Carranza. Enjoy.
My Chicana identity is grounded in the Indian woman's history of resistance. The Aztec female rites of mourning were rites of defiance, protesting the cultural changes which disrupted the equality and balance between female and male, and protesting their demotion to a lesser status, their denigration. Like La Llorona, the Indian woman's only means of protest was wailing. So mama, raza, how wonderful. No tener que rendir cuentas a nadie. I feel perfectly free to rebel and to rail against my culture. I feel no betrayal on my part because, unlike Chicanas and other women of color who grew up white or who have only recently returned to their native cultural roots, I was totally immersed in mine. It wasn't until I went to high school that I saw whites. Until I worked on my master's degree, I had not gotten within an arm's distance of them. I was totally immersed in lo mexicano, a rural, peasant, isolated mexicanismo. To separate from my culture, as from my family, I had to feel competent enough on the outside and secure enough inside to feel on my own. Yet in leaving home, I did not lose touch with my origins, because lo mexicano is in my system. I am a turtle. Wherever I go, I carry home on my back.
Hermanos y hermanas de Asia, de África, Oceanía, Europa y América. Bienvenidos a las montañas del sureste mexicano. Queremos presentarnos. Nosotros somos el Ejército Zapatista de Liberación Nacional. Durante 10 años estuvimos viviendo en estas montañas, preparándonos para hacer una guerra. Dentro de estas montañas construimos un ejército. Abajo, en las ciudades y en las haciendas, nosotros no existíamos. montañas entre este mexicano para juntar sus pasos. Hoy, miles de palabras de los cinco continentes se callan aquí en las montañas del sureste mexicano para escucharse las unas a las otras y para oírse ellas mismas.
And you're listening to Take Back Our Radio, 2009 Radio Action for International Women's Day. In the background is Comandante Ramona and Bienvenidos a los Pueblos del Mundo, dedicated to all the resistentes in Canada and the world.
Donde he vivido, han unido su matices para que me caracterice con mi personalidad, ser una persona verdad me ampara, me prepara para levantar mi ala, me protege como un chaleco antibala. Cala mi alma al mundo en que vivo, pido un minuto para recopilar lo que he vivido, las ciudades en las que he residido, las personas con las cuales he compartido. He sido yo el que he partido, recorrido miles de kilómetros en todos los sentidos. Mido la importancia de mi vivencia, mi existencia, encuentro coincidencia. Cuando me preguntan a qué sector represento, respondo que en verdad yo no entiendo el sentimiento de estar ligado a un barrio, al contrario que salir de él para no ser marginado. Yo soy ciudadano del planeta Tierra, ser humano que no cree en la frontera. Tanto squad, Cecilia, Anita, vivieron fuera y igual, hermano, no es porque yo quiera, pero mi lugar es tanto aquí como donde sea. Cuatro puntos cardinales, cuatro cabezas. Verás que la nacionalidad no es la gran cosa, sino más bien girar con el viento como la rosa.
Somos hijos de la rosa de los vientos.
Yo, de la rosa de los vientos.
Somos hijos de la rosa de los vientos.
Yo, de la rosa de los vientos.
Somos hijos de la rosa de los vientos.
And you're listening to Resistentes on this Take Back Our Radio Action for IWD 2009 at www.rmr.fm. In the background is Maquisa y La Rosa de los Vientos. Background is Cecilia Noah and the Wild Clams, and the song Mi Casa No Es Su Casa My House Is Not Your House. And that is an amazing song of reaffirmation and empowerment, and a great battle song against machismo. So, in keeping with the spirit of IWD, you're listening to Resistentes on Take Back Our Radio, this special edition radio action that is being broadcast to you via www.rmr.fm. We were listening to Cecilia Noah, but before that, we also listened to Chicana Identity by Gloria Anzaldúa, as read by Leonarda Carranza. Many thanks to Leonarda Carranza for lending us her voice and her time to create that piece. So now it's time for me to go, to say goodbye for this edition of Take Back Our Radio. I just want to send out thanks to Junara Josephine, Sandra Allen, and Zorras, and Maricón, to Monique Mojica, even though I didn't air her piece. I'm sorry, Monique. To Leonarda Carranza and her words, to the late Gloria Anzaldúa and her inspiring teachings and empowering stories. To María Elena Escobar, the Mera Mera Ventana al Barrio host in Chile, now, but still connected. And to all las mujeres resistentes, to the women who resist aloud and in silence, through music and words, through actions and teachings, for being here now and always. It's their spirit and strength that make our community strong. So thanks and muchas, muchísimas gracias. And here to end the show, I'm just going to play one more song by Lila Downs. And the name of the song is Taco de la Palabra, or Taco of Words. A song dedicated to the pupusa, arepa, tortilla, humita, ayaca, fruits and children of maize, our mother, and the nurturer of our resistance. So stay tuned, more is coming up. And here is Lila Downs and El Taco de Palabra. Enjoy, and thanks for tuning in to this edition of Take Back Our Radio.
Por mi raza, por mi casa, por mi pueblo te pedí tortilla y me diste chile picoso. Ay, machete, ya no me castigues tanto. De todos modos yo Juan te llamo, yo me entrego a ti en este canto.
Tómala, 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 tómala.
Ajá, de la tortilla. Comía, 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 taco de palabras comía. Bebía y bebía y bebía, agua de mentiras bebía. Comía y comía y comía, taco de palabras y de mentiras.
Palabras, palabras, palabras que me engañarían.
Si de cuando tienes ganas ya no me eches tanto rollo a fuerza, ni el zapato entra.
¡Qué cobarde!
Cobarde para enfrentarme, como el chile eres traicionero. Yo no lloro, no más me acuerdo.
Eres más, eres más, eres más espina que el nopal.
Por mi casa, por mi raza, por mi pueblo te pedí. Por mi raza, por mi casa, por mi pueblo te pedí. Por mi casa, por mi raza, por mi pueblo te pedí. Por mi raza, por mi casa, por mi pueblo te pedí.
Por el sueldo, por guerrero, por el sueldo te pedí. Por el sueldo, por guerrero, por el sueldo te pedí. Por el sueldo, por guerrero, por el sueldo te pedí. Por el sueldo, por guerrero, por el sueldo te pedí.
Tan lejos del cielo andas y tan cerquita de Dios estás.
Por mi raza, por mi casa, por mi pueblo te pedí tortilla. Y me diste chile picoso.
Ay, machete,
ya no me castigues tanto. De todos modos yo Juan te llamo, yo me entrego a ti en este canto.
Comía y comía y comía, taco de palabras comía.
Bebía y bebía y bebía, agua de mentiras bebía.
Comía, 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 taco de palabras y de mentiras.
Palabras, palabras.
palabras, palabras que me engañarían. Por mi raza, por mi casa, por mi pueblo te pedí.
Yes, and you're listening to Take Back Our Radio on www.rmr.fm.